Good morning, Shalom Aleichem. Today's share is Be'ikr, really on the mit, the proper kavana of the mitzvah of tefillin. When one puts on a pair of tefillin every morning, what the proper kavana is, because it's also contemporary halacha. So we're going to start, just to give some context, we're going to explore some other things also that are very much related to this as well. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch. You have most of the comments you'll see, it'll just be along, you'll follow along in the sheets. If you don't want to follow along the sheets, it's also fine. The Shulchan Aruch passes in Simin Samech, or Achayin Simin Samech, the mitzvah Shichas Kavana. That means to be Mekayim, a mitzvah, any mitzvah you do, certainly by mitzvah Doraisa, it's Le'ikuvo, one has to do the mitzvah, the shame mitzvah. Mitzvah Shichas Kavana means I'm doing this action, the shame mitzvah. That's passing in Shulchan Aruch, and that's what we hold. By mitzvah Drabanan, you'll see the Mishnah Berurah brings a red vase, maybe makes a chilek. But the ma'aseh avodah chachila, one should always do a mitzvah l'shem mitzvah. By deraisa, it's le'ikuvah. If you do it without doing it l'shem mitzvah, you're not going to be able to say the mitzvah. Now, the Bach famously, in addition to this, there are three specific mitzvahs that we find in the Torah that, in addition to the kavana that you need to do the mitzvah l'shem mitzvah, there's an additional kavana unique to that each of these three mitzvahs. The one also needs to have. Those mitzvahs are tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah. And as two of the mitzvahs are actually mentioned in the Torah. The Torah says two of the mitzvahs. The Torah, hilchos tzitzis and hilchos tefillin, says it beferish, you have to be mechavin and added kavana. And in sukkah, although it doesn't say beferish, the Bach interprets the Torah's arichos lashin, being masber, the nature of the mitzvah sukkah, the anani kofed, and what it's all about, that obviously the Torah is not a, it's not giving a musa shmuz, it's a halakhic work, and obviously his intention is to do the same thing, that since the Torah gives an explanation of what exactly the tachlis of the mitzvah is, we may let's mechayv us to be mechavim. So if you look at the first, on page one, this is the Torah Hilchos Tzitzis Simin Ches, the Torah writes, Yechavim hisatfo, shetzivanu hamakam lisatif, kadeh shenizkor kom yitzvah sif la'asos somen. You put the tzitzis on, you're wearing a talis, you're not just doing it l'shem mitzvah, I'm putting this on in order that it should remind me of the mitzvah, so I should be mekayim them. Zak the Bach, mashichriach l'rabbeinu l'horos, the boy shichavim hisatfo, where do you get that from? Where do you get it from? You have to be mechavim this kavana that it should remind me to keep all the mitzvahs. V'chein mehilchos tefillin, u'behilchos sukkah. We'll see that soon. Nerud l'fi shakos v'parshas tzitzis, it says in the Pasuk, l'man tizkeru. Pasuk says, "Man tizkeru v'asisem es kol mitzvosai v'chulei." And by tefillin, it says, "V'ha'yilchol la'os al yadchol u'totofas berinacha l'man tia toras Hashem b'ficha ki b'yad chazaka hotziach Hashem Yisrael." By sukkah also, "L'man yedidor v'sechen ki v'sukkah s'shafti." Yoreh says the Bach, "Ki ikar a mitzvah v'kiyum was tluya b'kavan asa sheyichavein b'shas kiyum ha'mitzvah." Mashenk and Shar mitzvahs, the Yod say the Chavasov, be Shiloh Yechavim Badover, Kim Shos, the mitzvah, Lashem Hashem, Shetziva Osola Soso. So you have three mitzvahs, you'll see later, it says this, and then right below you have Tefillin, that's the Torah says the Kavan also, Yechavim Hanachaso, and it's because, again, the Pasuk, there's a Befesh Pasuk, it's written later in the sheets, you'll see it when we get to that in a specific mitzvah, by Tefillin also, Vahoy Shmos Yud Gimel, Parshas Bo, Vahoy Lacha Laos Al Yodcha, ולזיכרון בעינינך, למען תהיה תורס השם בפיך, כי ביד חזקה הוציאך השם ממצרים. So, let me master what exactly the kavanah of the pasuk is, but the common denominator, and then sukkah, למען ידידו רוסך, כי בסוכה שחשבתי, three למאנס. Put on tzitzis, למען תזכרו. Put on the tefillin, למען תהיה תורס השם בפיך. Sit in the sukkah, למען ידידו רוסך, ומילא, זאת הבאה, it's מחייב us to be מחייבים an additional kavanah besides, I'm doing this l'shem mitzvah, the specific kavana to each of these mitzvahs. Now, before we get into what the kavanas are of these mitzvahs, say that there's a machlokas in the Achronim, the Bikur Yaakov and the Derech Pikudacha, it's on page four. Well, if you can see, it's the back of page three. Can't see the four. The Bikur Yaakov and Derech Pikudacha, they both learn that this extra kavana is le'ikuva. Okay, it means they both hold that when you sit in your sukkah, you have to be mechavi in this extra kavana, which we'll talk about, zichlon anikov and zichlon yas mitzrayim, or by tefillin, levantia tos Hashem beficha, And by tzitzis, the man tizkru, it's li'ikuva. And derech pikudacha says the same thing. If you look at the derech pikudacha, he basically says, you know, if the Torah didn't specify the tam or the tachlis or the mitzvah except by these three, there's obviously a reason for it. Why is the Torah specifying, why would the Torah be mefarit these lamans if not for the fact that you need to be mechave? And the Torah's not saying it's a good idea, it's an eitz tova, it's saying you need to do this, and if you don't do it, it's li'ikuva. However, the Prima Gadim, in a few places, says befeirish that it's not makev. Look at the bottom of the page, the bottom of that page four. The Prima Gadim in Hilchos Tefillin in Simen Chafei. Towards the bottom, he brings it, look at the Bach in Simen Ches. Shetzach shechavim betefillin mitzitzis kein, ayin sham. Miyu im lo kivi rak l'shem mitzvah bilvad yotze b'diyevin. So your yotze, it's not ma'akev. But it's not ma'akev. Same thing in the Prima Gadim in Hilchos Sukkah. Hadiyevid yotze kol shekivin lotzeis levad. The Mishnah Brura turned back the back of this, the other side of this page, which is really page three. Mishnah Brura, all three places, brings up Prima Gadim. So the Mishnah Brura, for example, in Tzitzis, this is by Tzitzis, by Bimachavin, the Behisatfo, that Hashem put, told me to put the Tzitzis on. It's like the Mishnah Brura, right? Yachavim, Behisatfo, Zeu, Milvada, Kavanach, Tzarach, Lechavim, Bilavisha, Lekayim, it's a Tzitzis, like the Bach. Shekin Hadim, Bitfilin, Besukko. After Bishar Mitzvah Yod Zayam Shalom B'chavim B'davar, Kim Shalos Ha'am Mitzvah Shem, Hashem Shin Tzivah La'Sosa, Hani Shaini, because by Tzitzit it says L'man Tizkru, by Tefillin it says L'man Tiyah Tos Hashem B'Ficha, and by Sukkah, L'man Yedu Doro Seicha, Mikol Makom, Nero the Kolza L'Chachila, K'de L'Kayim HaMitzvah B'Shlei Musa, Ava B'Diyav, and Avim L'Kiv V'Michol Eilu Rak, L'Kayim HaMitzvah, just to be kind of Mitzvah to say, he's Yod Zay. Okay, this is Chachar Kach, I found the Prima Gadim, it says the same thing. So, This is the halacha that lechalchila one needs to be mechavein by these three mitzvahs, the extra kavana. Some are saying it's leikuva, but the Mishnah Berurah is by machachra is that it's not leikuva, but avad is just the din lechalchila to mechayim the mitzvah bishli musa. Now, if you stop there, everything will be fine. But it happens to be that in this particular inyan, there's a lot of discussion within each of these three mitzvahs. What exactly the kavana is? I should say, really, by two of the mitzvahs, the discussion what exactly the kavana is, and by one of the other mitzvahs, there's actually an interesting kind of a Shaila of what exactly happened, like the minhag ha'olam with regard to this particular halacha. So I just want to begin with telling you a little bit about sukkah, and just to have an appreciation for what this is. It's like it's an extra kavana, which lefi the derech pikudacha, lefi the bikur yakov is ma'akev, lefi the prima gadim is not ma'akev, but avada, this is the way you want to be kind of the mitzvah properly, and be kind of the mitzvah b'shleimu. So this is what is required of us. So by sukkah, if you see the Mishnah Brura on that same page three. So, Sukkah, the Mishnah Brura writes, what is the extra kavana? What is the kavana do you have to have? So, Mishnah Brura says, about four lines from the bottom there, because of Achronim, Shechavin b'yeshivasa, Shetzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leishev b'sukkah, Zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim, V'gam, Zecher l'anoni kovin, Shekifan oz aleinu, L'hagin aleinu, Min asher v'ashemesh. Again, it calls it to be yotze in the mitzvah kitikuna, but b'diavad you'll be yotze. So, I want to explain what this is for. What's this going? How is that the mitzvah of chachilo to mechavein zechon ani kavin and zechon tzitz mitzrayim? Zechon ani kavin, you can hear it. It's the pasuk says the man tidu man yidu doros zechon k'vesukas l'shafti. Where are these two ideas, the zechon ani kavin and zechon tzitz mitzrayim? So, this will say this over somewhat quickly just to get to the ikar part of the shir. And that is that the Taz and the Bach have a machlokas. And on the surface, the Bach and the Taz, the machlokas, they seem to sound like opposite ideas. The Bach, let's start with the Bach. There's a machlokas in the Gemara between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, whether the sukkahs that the Torah tells us to be sit in the sukkah to remind us, to be Chashbacha told us sit in sukkahs, the man yedu the rezechon k'besukkahs ha'shafti, is it a zechah to the nani kavod or a zechah to the sukkahs mamish? Kaisa had both. They had sukkahs mamish, and they had also a nani kavod. The question is this, what exactly are the sukkahs that the Torah is telling us? When you sit in the sukkah, it's a zechah to what? So Zuck de Bach, I understand the mandama that says sukkah is mamish. It doesn't explain, but the Prima Gadim explains pshat. It's based on the Rashbam. The Rashbam says the reason why you sit in the sukkah to remind us of the sukkah that our ancestors sat in, even though the Chori would say, why do we need to do that? Why do you want to sit in the sukkahs? Because our ancestors made booths. Why is that of significance? No, it's because to remember, since it's the Chag HaAsif, we're gathering all the new crops, there's a possibility, a potential of a Kofi Votzim Yodi, so to thwart that, You remember how things were on the Midbar. We sat in these little huts. We had nothing, and Hashem provided everything. But maybe, well, that's the pshat in the Ma'adam, that says Sukkos Mamish. But in the Ma'adam, it says Anani Kav, in fact, the Bach, why would he give us a tzivoy to sit in the sukkah to remind us of the nes that Hashem was Moshe of Klal Yisrael in the Anani Kavod? What about the other nisim that Hashem provided for us in the Midbar? There's the mud and there's the bear. Why Dafka single out the miracle of the Anani Kavod? So the Bach says, Elamah, the teretz must be, that the reason for the mitzvah in the Ma'adam, it says the Anani Kavod, is because the Anani Kavod basically came on Tesvav Nisan, which in Lekai Yisrael of Mitzrayim. So really, Batsam, the mitzvah, if the Ma'adam says the Anani Kavod, is Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim. Those are the words that the Bach uses. It's a Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim. So again, if you feed the Ma'adam, it's a Sukkos Mamish, it's to remember, to thwart the Kochi Vatsum Yadi, Anani Kavod, Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim. Says the Taz says, I understand what Pshat is. The mother says, Nani Kofit, makes sense. Hashem, made a nace. He was Moshe of us in the Sukkos, in these clouds, the clouds of glory. That's a tremendous miracle. But the mother of Sukkos Mamish, why would you want to make a zecher to what our ancestors said? And so the Taz says, it's Mukach that the Pshat is, and the mother says, Sukkos Mamish, the whole mitzvah is really zecher Tzias Mitzrayim. Okay, so the Taz is saying, the same way that you have a holiday at the beginning of the summer called Pesach, zecher Tzias Mitzrayim, so if you have a holiday in the beginning of the winter called Sukkos, both are doing the same thing. They're both trying to put our focus on this fundamental of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to be Mizbon, to be Mizchazik, in the Yisrael of Emunah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you have two holidays, both of which are Zechon Tzias Mitzrayim. Sitting in the Sukkah is Zechon Tzias Mitzrayim. So on the surface, they're basically, what the Taz is saying, in the Manda Omer, Sukkah's Mamish, the Bach is saying, L'chor, in the Manda Omer, Anani Kavod. Both saying that the mitzvahs are Zechon Tzias Mitzrayim, on the surface. So the Prima Gadim says that since the Shulchan Aruch paskins Anani Kavod, it's before the tour, the Shulchan Aruch, they both say that these sukkahs were Anani Kavod, so we hold like the Ma'ad Amar Anani Kavod. Abra Zakt the Prima Gadim, we have a machlokas between Taz and the Bach. What's pshat in the Ma'ad Amar Anani Kavod? Right? We want to be the kind of mitzvah kitikuna. We want to be the kind of mitzvah bishli musa. So you have to have this extra kavana, l'man yedu d'orosechem. So what's the kavana? Well, l'fi the Bach, it's Zechel Anani Kavod. Lefi the Taz, it's a Zechel to the Anani Kavod. But Lefi the Bach, it's Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. So Zechel Prima Gadim needs to be Mechavim for both. So the Mishnah Brura that brings down by the mitzvah of Sukkah that we all do, every time you go into Sukkah, you Mechavim, the extra Kavanah, the L'man Yedu D'Orosechem, because there's Machlokas between the Bach and the Taz, within the Man Da'omer, Anani Kavod, is it Zechut Zechut Mitzrayim or is it a Zechut to Nani Kafid? Zak the Mishnah Berurah, be Mechavim both. So you bring Mechavim, these two Kavanas are both the Tazes and Bach's Pshatim in the Ma'ad Amar and Nani Kafid. Now, you see, it's like it's an extra Kavana, but there's a lot involved in what exactly the extra Kavana is. Let's add to that the Shita Sagra. We all know the Gra, that the Gra says that the Gra's answering a Kasha, the Torah's Kasha. The Torah says, why do we sit in the Sukkahs? Why you sit there during Tishrei, the holiday, the Sukkah should be Nisan when the Sukkahs actually came. The Anani Kavod came Tesvav Nisan, why are we waiting till Tesvav Tishrei? So it says the Gra, the Pshat is because there's a Zecher, the Anani Kavod, he says when the Klal Yisrael were Chotu with the Chet Egel, the Anani Kavod were Nistalku, they left, and they came back on Tesvav Tishrei. He's a Cheshbon, they came back on Tesvav Tishrei. So the Mela says the Gra that the Zecher to the Anani Kavod is the Zecher to the Hachzara Anonim, the Hachzara of the Anani Kavod. So Lechora, you have to be Mechavi for that. If you the Gra, if that's what Anani Kavod is, that's what the Zecher is. It's a Zecher to the Anani Kavod in that understanding of it. You'd have to be Mechavi for that as well. Now just Agav, just to add to it, there's an actually very interesting Machlokas. It's a little bit of Shiloh. What exactly is the Kavod of the Gra? Does the Gra mean to completely redefine what Anani Kavod is? In other words, the Rishonim understand that it's referring to Anani Kavod, the nace, the Anani Kavod that happened to come on Tesvav Nisan, the regular Anani Kavod. It's just that the Gra is saying, no, it's a Zecher to the Hachzara of the Anani. Is the Gra saying, fundamentally, it's not a Zecher to the Anani Kavod, it's specifically a Zecher to the return of the Anani Kavod? Or is the Gra saying, no, Avada, that the mitzvah is a zecher to the Anani Kavod, like everybody else says. It's just that he's an added component. We want to also include in that zecher the hachzara, the chazara of the Anani Kavod that came on Tesvav Tishrei, because, as you see from the fact that the Gra is answering the Kasha, he said the reason why we sit in the Sukkah on Tesvav Tishrei is because we want to be Kolel. He's answering the Torah's Kasha. We want to be Kolel this return of the Nari Kavod. He doesn't mean to say that to the exclusion of what everybody else is saying, it's the Yazecha to the Nani Kavod. He's just adding another dynamic. We'll sit in the Sukkahs now to be Kolel, also the Inyan of the return of the Nani Kavod. So the Mesha Chachma, Ukhara is Beferish, the more, you know, profound way. The Mesha Chachma has a Kasha. Mesha Chachma makes his Diyuk. It's on page 5. The Mesha Chachma says that he observes that in the Torah, the Torah doesn't say in Kisisa, Mishpatim Kisisa, the Torah refers to the Moed, what we can know as Sukkahs, is Chag HaSif. Sukkahs, Chag HaSukkahs only comes later. Zakhti Besha Chachma, it's only coming post Cheta Ego. The Sukkah component of the holiday of Sukkahs only exists, was only created, was only added. That dynamic of the holiday only came post Ego. Zakhti Meshachachma, this is Alpi the Gra. The Pshat in the Pasuk, the Pshat in the Chumash only refers to the holiday of Sukkot as being Chag HaSif before, Chag HaSif is only after. The Chet Egel is based on this Gra. That to me sounds like he's saying that the entirety of the Sukkah component, the whole Sukkah, the Sukkot, the Zech L'Nani Kavod of Sukkot is, in its totality, is the return of the Nani Kavod. It's not that he's adding another dynamic. Just my cousin, Rav Yankel Cohen Zatzal, and his Shashua Yaakov does not learn like that. And Rav Yerucham Olshan also, in one of the Yerech Lemuadim pieces, also does not say like this. If you look in the bottom of page 5 also, in the second column, he's handling here why it says Sukkah, Selash, and Rabim. The Chayyadim talks about this also. So he brings here, you can explain all Pidah Gra. Oh, Yesh Lefarish, Sukkah, Selash, and Rabim. The Rabbi Eliezer holds it, Zechel Nani Kavod. I'll pee what the Gra said. The Gra is a Kasha. Lama Nikva Chag HaSukkah B'Chodesh Tishrei, not in Chodesh Nisan. They left Mitzrayim in Chodesh Nisan. Ubir, they know Chanami. Kshayatsu me Mitzrayim, Hayalahem Anonim. Ababashas Chita Egel Nistalku. Yacha Kaparas Yom Kippur, Vaskalas, the Vodas HaMishkan, they came back. That was on Tesvav Tishrei. Brackets. Omnam, Hayantif Hu Zecher, Likol Hanes, Shalanoni Akavit. Harishonim, Megam Achronim, Elashinik Bahachag, Bizman, Chazarasam, Bashanis. That's why he's saying it's a Lashon Rabbim. One when they came, left Mitzrayim, and one second time they came back. But Meila, that's Pshat. It's called Sukkah, Lush, and Rabbin. It's a little interesting story. So again, if you put this together with this thing, it's Mechavin Lachatchila, Anani Kav, Zechus Mitzrayim, add the Gra to the mix, and this variation with the Gra makes for a very interesting discussion. Now. That's by the mitzvah of Sukkah. Turn to tzitzis. Tzitzis is pretty straightforward. It says put the tzitzis on in order to remind you to keep the mitzvahs. Seems pretty easy. So the question though is that in the sidur, when you put your tzitzis on, all the tefillahs that are in there before you put on the talis, none of them seem to mention putting the tzitzis on with this kavana. Some of the artsical ones have it. At some point they change it. They have a little statement that says do it l'shem mitzvah. But in most of the Siddur, they do not have it. In the Siddur Vilna, it has it in there. So you look in the page, you want to read through it. Moshe Sternbach, really first it was the Iyun Tefillah. The Iyun Tefillah is the Baal Ksava Kabbalah. Rav Yaakov Mecklenburg, lived in the 1700s. And he's Ma'orathis. And he has his own Nusach at the bottom of page 6. He's the Baal Iyun Tefillah. And he has his own Nusach, where he adds in the thing to say that you're doing it, putting on the tzitzis, in order to remind me to keep the mitzvahs. And Moshe Sternbach on the top in Shuz Van Hagas, also had, like in the second column there, the underlined part, he penned a small little Nusach to say, before you put the tzitzis on, to be kolel, this kavana. Okay, now let's start with the mitzvah of tefillin. Page 7. V'hoi l'chol la'osal yadchol u'zikorn b'rinecha. L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha ki b'yad chazaka hotziach Adonai mi'mitzrayim. Now, how do you read the pasuk? What's the pasuk saying? Ha'yi l'cha l'osa yadcha. We know what that means. But the shal yadan, shal roshan. L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha. Is that poetic? What does it mean? Ki b'yad chazaka. Ki, because. B'yad chazaka hotziach Hashem b'mitzrayim. What does actually the pasuk mean? What's the expression of l'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha? Like, if after all, this is the kavanah we're supposed to have, we need to be able to think something in our minds. I'm putting this on. Laman tia tos shem b'fichu. I'm not even sure what that means, right? So, the Ben Ezra, he brings a pshat that he doesn't like, but he doesn't dislike this aspect of the pshat. You look at the Ibn Ezra, in the first column there, he brings some people that want to learn, it's only like a mushal. It doesn't really mean you have to put tefillin on. It's only, that's like apikorsis. But he learned the pasuk. What does it mean? L'man tia Torah Hashem b'ficha, umau shiyya la'os ulazikaron shiyya shagur b'ficha, ki biyad chazaka hotziya Hashem Yisrael. So this perish in Ibn Ezra is saying, at the title of the pasuk is, v'hayi l'cha la'os ha'yircha, ulazikaron b'ninacha, means b'mizboni b'mizchazik in the mitzvah of tefillin, right? The parshas of tefillin, the nisim v'niflos of Yitzias Mitzrayim, b'mizchazik in the yesodos of emuna, Hashem Echad. And he's the Adon Kol Haaretz. He's the master of the universe. He manipulates the Bria. He's Mashgiach, the Schar Va'onesh. Bim Yisboni and all that. L'man tia Torah Hashem b'ficha, it should be Shagur b'ficha that b'yad chazaka hotziach Hashem Mitzrayim. That's the Kavana. So the extra Kavana by Tefillin is, the Fidus Ibn Ezra, the Pshitul Shomikra, you're putting the Tefillin on, it's in order, l'man, that it should be Shagur b'ficha that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim b'yad chazaka. Ralbag is a little bit is similar to this, a little bit of a small deviation, but let's go to the Ramban. The Ramban has a totally different shot. Hoy l'chol ha'os v'chule, shi'uro. Hoy l'chol ha'os al yadcha, u'zikaron b'ninecha, ki b'yad chazak, u'tziach Hashem Mitzrayim, l'man tia to'ot Hashem b'ficha. This Ramban is being misaris the pasuk. Ramban saying, don't read the pasuk k'seder, let's be misaris the pasuk. It's like the Ramban, Tichtov al yadcha v'al beininecha yitzias Mitzrayim v'tizkor oso tamid l'ma'an shetiyatoros Hashem b'ficha lishmor mitzvosov v'sorosov ki hu adonecha hapodcha mibeis avadim. It's saying, put the tefillin on. The tachlis of the mitzvah tefillin is l'ma'an tiyatoros Hashem b'ficha. It's not a poetic phrase. It doesn't mean it should be shagur b'ficha ki that b'yad chazaka uzi chasham Yisrael. It's rather read the pasuk as v'hayi l'chol la'os al yadcha uzi karom b'ninecha ki b'yad chazaka uzi chasham Yisrael. It's all describing what's in the tefillin. Why? L'man tia toras Hashem b'ficha. In order that it should bring you to greater shmiras ha-mitzvahs, kiyum ha-mitzvahs, to the extent that you internalize that Hashem is the Adon Kol Haaretz. Hashem, your emuna is so nischazik that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He's the mamash, the creator. He's here. He's the mashgiach, the schar va'onesh. I have a role in this world. It will make you that much closer to be the kind of mitzvah. So the tachlis of the mitzvah tefillin is be mizbonin in the nisim, the niflos, the yesodos of emuna that are yotzei from the nisim of Mitzrayim. Those yesodos of emuna will then propel you L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha, greater adherence to mitzvosov v'sorosov. Rabbeinu Yonah, I believe, is saying the same thing. It's right below that. And then we have the Chafetz Chaim, who in many places, it's in Shem Olam, next page on page 9, Chafetz Chaim in two places, and it's also in Chumash Hadas, it's on the next page also. We'll read from Shem Olam, that Shem Olam, Chafetz Chaim is talking about the tremendous yediyah, the tremendous significance of the emunah the Klal Yisrael received by the Gulas Mitzrayim, and how Yitzias Mitzrayim is a cornerstone of our faith. It's such an important thing. But he says, with the second paragraph, Hinei b'vadai dvarim ha'ilu tachlis gadol v'norah mod. Avada, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the emunah that Hashem is the one in charge, Hashem is the mashgiach, that's a tremendous thing. Asher l'fi ha'nira haya kedai ha'yitzia b'shvel zevel vad. It would have been kedai, either Hotziyan Mitzrayim, he didn't give us the Torah, that would have been enough. Ulam kashenaskil v'niz boneno nimtza mefrish b'tora sheish od matara gedol l'shina lo'od al kol ha'matara sonal. Shebishvila haya ikar Yitzias Mitzrayim. Which is what? Hainu sha'al yidei zeh sheneitze mi Mitzrayim nizkil himself to be mekabel the Torah. V'zeh gila kodesh baruch hu to Moshe Rabbeinu when he was mafzer him to be the shliach, to be gol as Klal Yisrael. It says, v'zeh lecha ha'os. Plus, we've another raya. Pay attention. Parshas Kadesh, that's us. Bin Yehanachas Tefillin, Shnitz Tavinu Alzeh, Kadesh Yelanu Os Vizikaron Na Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sheba Nizbaru Lanu Ki Lashem Haaretz Vashilakach V'Hamem Shalah. Lasses Hakol Keretzono. V'Tachlis Kol Zeh, what's the purpose? Why do we have to be mizbonin? Why do we have to internalize that Hashem is has the koch and the memshala to do all to do whatever He wills? Taklis kol zeh kidei shayde zeh nischazek ladas torasa akdosha v'shitiyah shgura b'finu. The kol zeh mefurish b'kra. It's a mefurish pasuk. V'hoy l'chala os al yadcha uluzikaron beninecha l'man tia toras Hashem b'ficha. Sounds like a little bit like the Ramban, but he's not. His focus is not shmiras hamitzvahs; it's on limud haTorah. But if you look at the little at the bottom, the small writing, umashesinos. What's the pshat at the end of the pasuk? He stopped. He finished the end of the pasuk. Is he misaris the pasuk like the Ramban? No. Mashesiyeh makasuv ki biyad chazaka hotziyach Hashem. Hainu should be shvil zeh hotziyach Hashem yisham. Like Rashi says, like Rashi that he quoted earlier. So the Chafetz Chaim basically is reading the Pasuk Seder. He's not learning like the Ibn Ezra. He's not learning like the Ramban either. He's in the Tochen, it's more like the Ramban. The Tachlis is Leman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha. That's the Tachlis. It's that it's not Shmiras HaMitzvahs, it's being mischazik in the Emunah in order that you it propels you to be Shakua and the Torah Hashem should be Shagur Beficha. And the end of the pasuk is, it's trying to be explained. After all, the whole reason Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim was in order to get the Torah. So it makes a lot of sense. So that it's like that same, it's like we're reenacting almost, reliving that reality too. Leaving Mitzrayim, seeing Bimim's Boni and all the Yisodos of Emunah, Aldas came to then be Mekabel the Torah. So now also you're putting on the tefillin, internalizing the Yisodos of Emunah as a means by which to make it that you're Limud haTorah, you'll be shogor, you'll have that drive to want to know the Torah. Hashem did this. The same Hashem that you saw all the nisim v'niflaos, He gave you the Torah. You're going to that much have that drive to want to know His Torah. now, just in the Lemaisa, if you turn to page 11 with that Hakdama, what's it say in the Torah? What Lemaisa is the Kavanah? So if you remember, I just printed this again, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's read what the kavana of the tefillin mitzvah of the mitzvah tefillin is. V'yechavein, this is page 11. Yechavim hanachasan shetzivanu hamakom l'niach arba parshiyos zelos shish b'miyuchud shmo v'yitzias mitzrayim al hazoa k'neged alev al harosh k'neged amoach. Why? K'dei shenis kori yitzias mitzrayim ma'idei nisim v'niflo shasa imanu shimorim al yichudo that he's the yachid b'olamo v'ashilu akach v'mimshalo bel yonu b'tachtonim lasos b'm kirtzono. Shulchan Aruch, same thing, just adds another line from the Beit Yonah, from the Gemara Brachas. And Lechora, what's the Kavanah that he's saying? There's the Leman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha of the Ramban, Leman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha of the Chafetz Chaim is not here. It seems to be reading like the Ibn Ezra. It just reads the Pasuk Kipshuto. Pasuk says, V'hai l'chala osa yadcha l'zikaron b'ninacha. Leman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha, Ki biyad, it's lamantia dosh beficha. It should be shogor beficha that biyad chazaka tziach Hashem Mitzrayim. It's the tefillin is a means of reconnecting. It's like leil seder on a daily basis. It's being mizbonin. It's mamish being wrapped up. Your arm, the heart, the moach. It's the yesodos of emunah. That's the pasuk. It's mamish reading the pasuk like the Ibn Ezra. What happened to the Ramban and the Chafetz Chaim? So if you look in the hinli mechaving. It's in the Siddur before Tefillin. Same thing. It's mamash a carbon copy, really, of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. But Lechora, does that mean we don't go like the Ramban, we don't go like the Chafetz Chaim? The Chafetz Chaim is telling us a Kavanah that's not really like Lemaisa. So you turn to page 12. This is Das Nota. It's Reb Chaim Knievsky. So the Shaila asked Reb Chaim, jump to the bottom of the last line of the Shaila. The Shoel asks him, what's the Kavanah Shitzarach L'chavi L'das HaBach Beish Meniach HaTfilin? What is this being Mechavi when you put the Tfilin on? What's the problem? What's the Kavanah? It's like the B'chaim Kadesh Yishtadol Yizkoros HaTorah. Sounds like he's saying over like the Ramban. In the bottom of the Talmud, going through all the Shailas, says that. Look at note 157, Kedach Sipa Kral Laman Tortiyah Torah Shemeficha Ubir HaRamban. So B'chaim is saying the Kavanah is the Ramban. The Magi in the bottom to Reb Chai, Estes to Reb Chaim. In the center column, Yesh Lo Ha'er. That Torah B'Simcha Fei L'Chor Lo Hizkir Kavanah Zu. It's not there. Quotes the whole Torah. What's a pshat? Al Kopanim, skip over the next part on the line. Al Kopanim Lo Nizkir HaKavanah HaNal Yizkor HaTorah. So Reb Chaim is saying a couple things. Amar Rabbeinu, the Shlomar, the Zenichlal b'divrehim, it's included. Da yidei sheyizkor yitzias Mitzrayim shumor al yichudo yovel l'shabir atzmo laborei kshiyishtabi laborei yisbaruch shmo yizkor ator v'hamitzvahs. So it needs a little bit of a beer because l'chora, we're talking here about the kavod, it's being mechavein, it's l'matiyah tos revichah, you're being mechavein for this particular thing. What does it mean? It sounds like I'm being mechavein means I'm doing this with this in mind. Here he sounds like he's saying you don't have to do it with that in mind, you can have something else in mind, and then maybe that'll happen. He needs a little bit of beer. Then he says, maybe there's a machlokas. Maybe there's a machlokas between the Bach versus the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. The Bach holds like the Ramban, like the Chafetz Chaim, L'man Tiyatoz Hashem Beficha. That's the kavana of the mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch and the Torah, and the Hinali Machavein, maybe those are going like the Ibn Ezra. But then he says, L'chora, that can't be, because if you look at the Mishnah Brura, turn the back of the page 11, Mishnah Brura says, this is by Tefillin, Kasav HaBach, this is Mishnah Brura, sing over the Bach. Mitzvah is in this. So Chaim says, well, you see from there that he's not saying that because it's Laman Tiyatosh Meficha. If you look in the Bach, in one of the places by Sukkah, there's a mashmaos that maybe he was learning the Pasuk as Laman Tiyatosh Meficha, that was the Tachlis. But now he's saying, Mishnah Brura is not saying, if you quote the beginning of the Pasuk, then say Bechule, and then quote the end of the Pasuk, it sounds like you're reading like the Ibn Ezra. So if you look in the last column, it says, Reb Chaim says, Shuv shamati mi Rabbeinu, de midivya mishter brura, nira shepire, shtaf l'das habach, ha'ike bezeh l'chavi madach sibes sefer dekra, ki biyad chazaka tziyach ha'ashem b'Mitzrayim, da'achi kamakra, l'man tiyah toras ha'ashem b'ficha, mashem isapir lanu, ki biyad chazaka tziyach ha. That's the Ibn Ezra. Okay, so just to finish up, and a little ha'ara, that if you look on page 14, the Mishnah Berurah brings this din. There's a mechilta. Mechilta says, if you kari b'Torah, you pata from anachas tefillin. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. It says over there, the pshat is, a lot of posts can talk about this. Look in Sifat Lamed Dalid. What does it mean, you pata from anachas tefillin? Aval gav demichuyiv lahafzik mitalmud. You're learning Torah. What do you mean? You're learning Torah, you have to go be mekayim mitzvah. It's not a Torah to be in kiyum ha-mitzvahs. K'dei l'kayim chol ha-mitzvah, she'yichu chiyuv v'nalav. Shiny mitzvahs tefillin, she'ikr to'al ta'ahu la'Torah. Ikr to'alus of tefillin is for Torah. Kiddich siv u'zikaron b'ninacha l'man tiyatoz Hashem b'ficha. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah sounds like he's saying, that sounds like the Chafetz Chaim, or like the Ramban. Like the Tachlis is that, not v'chule kibiyad chazakah. But the Maisa, the Pshat is, the Pshutel Shel Mikra, the Mishnah Berurah is going like the Ibn Ezra. He's going like that Havana, reading Keseder. This is a drushes chazal. There's a drushes chazal that the Torah said the language, used that language, that poetic way. It's telling me that there's room to darshan. So in the realm of darshaning, we'll touch the pasuk like that. But in the pshuto shemikra, which is going to be the mechayiv of the kavana of the mitzvah of the Bach, that's different. You see Rabbi Asher Weiss on the bottom. Rabbi Asher Weiss says he's more of some of these questions. The kavanah is l'man tiyatoz Hashem b'ficha. He has by tzitzis, and he says that when I put my tefillin on, I'm a chavein. Also, l'man tiyatoz Hashem b'finu. Says I say that chen ani knowing, third line, the second column, b'mitzvah tefillin l'man tiyatoz Hashem b'finu. Then he says the end, ach be'emes tefillah zu. He says he bothers. It's not in the sitter. It's not in the sitter. This kavanah. Then he says at the end that l'chora. The kavod of the Seder al-Hara is based on the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. So I don't think he stopped saying Laman Tiyatot Hashem B'Finu. It sounds like he's recognizing there's two pshatim, and Mistama, he's being mechavi for both. Lastly, Rabbi Belsky, on page 15, he brings that Rabbi Belsky would say the Hinali Muchon and Mizuman, it's in the Seder, and he would also say Laman Tiyatot Hashem B'Ficha, Kilu, maybe in the Shulchan Torah, Shulchan Aruch, and the Hinali Muchon and Mizuman, maybe Taka isn't Mashma. That the Chafetz Chaim way and the way of the of the Ramban, again, unless you say like Reb Chaim, but clearly Minchas Asher and Rabbi Belsky don't seem to be saying that. They seem to be saying they needed to separately be mechave l'man tiyatoz Hashem b'ficha. May we all be zoche to internalize the yesodos of emunah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which are the bedrock of the mitzvah of tefillin. May that in turn propel us l'man tiyatoz Hashem b'ficha. But we strengthen our commitment to both Kiyum HaMitzvahs, be the Ramban, and Limud HaTorah, like the Chofetz Chaim. Shkayach. Thank you.